You are now listening to Productivity Boss Moves with Robert Price. For more, follow me on Twitter at Robert Price CO. Welcome to Productivity Boss Moves. This is your host, Productivity Coach Robert Price, and I'm so grateful to be here today and share this new insight with you. Oh man, this episode, it has to point to some of the most game-changing information I've ever learned in developing myself personally. And I originally came across this content through a gentleman named Jim Quick, who you guys heard me reference before, if you've been listening to the podcast for any length of time now. And he has this podcast called Quick Brain, and it's specifically this episode 8, A Fast and Fun Way to Recall Lots of Information. That I originally came across this content. And the information is so powerful. I definitely suggest you to check it out after you're done listening here. But I just remember how my brain lit up when I came across that information to the point where I was so angry that I wasn't still in school at the time to be able to apply it, because it was such a game changer. And so this week, the episode, what we're talking about today is the best way to study that will minimize cramming. And I promise you, even if you're not in school, if you're just a self-education nerd, this information will help you to, you know, go to the next level in terms of how quickly you're able to retain information and be able to use it in your life. So before we jump into the content, I just want to say really quickly, I'm so glad that the fall is so close. We can taste it. I am a big time basketball and football fan. So these summer months are so, so slow. A little bit, unless you're a big baseball fan, which I was when I was really young. I used to be able to watch an entire baseball game and commercials and all, and not turn the TV off. But I didn't realize this till I got older. But the reason I liked doing that when I was younger is because I was playing baseball, and there were certain things I would pick up from watching a game. But after I was done playing, like after I, you know, played in like high school, I actually was done watching baseball. So unless the Yankees make it to the World Series, you know, it's really hard for me to watch right now. But just excited because football is back and, you know, fantasy and everything is about to get started. So I just wanted to point that out. But let's jump into the content for this week. Once again, we're talking about the best way to study that will minimize cramming. So I told you guys about this information I gathered from Jim Quick's podcast, Quick Brain. So a quick story and how it related to my life. I worked at Home Depot for a short stint of time. And when I started working there, one of the things we had to do as a new employee is you had to know the departments, the numbers of the departments. So the thing that created a challenge with that is that the department numbers did not correspond to the aisle numbers. So for instance, there can be items in aisle 47 through 49. However, that department could be like Department 25. So they had this time during the night where they would say, okay, they would say 25, and they would say John, James, Jack, Joe, Rod, you know, and then everybody who they named after they named the department number, you had to go to that department. And one of the things that I really didn't like to have to do when I first started working there was to walk up to someone and ask them, hey, what is department, you know, 25 or 26 or whatever department I was assigned to. And so I asked the person who trained me, is there a list somewhere that, you know, maybe I could study it to know, you know, when they call my name, where I'm supposed to go. And it wasn't that big a deal. I probably would have learned, you know, in that first week, really what the department was, the different departments were, just by, you know, doing it over and over again. However, you know, I just thought of this as an opportunity where I could apply something that I learned in my personal development journey. And so I applied what I learned from Jim Quick's podcast to learning these different departments. And I want to walk through how I did that just really quickly. So in going through the departments, 21 was lumber, 22 building materials, 23 flooring, 24 paint, 25 hardware, 26 plumbing, 27 electric, 28 garden. Those are just some departments we had to know. And so as I'm thinking, I'm like, okay, what in my life personally, do I make a connection to where I could connect the dots of those numbers and the department? And, you know, just again, I told you guys earlier, I'm a big time football, basketball fan, even baseball, when I was younger, but, there's a lot of players that I could think of that wore those numbers. So here's what I did. I said, Deion Sanders never laid the lumber, but he was a building block to those Cowboys Super Bowl teams in the 90s. But you know what? A bigger building block to that team, probably the foundational building block, was Emmitt Smith along with the offensive line. And he became he was the NFL's leading rusher, and he became one of the greatest of all time at his position. And it reminds me of another guy who was the greatest of all time, really the greatest to ever step on a floor, which was Michael Jordan. And the second coming of Michael Jordan was Kobe Bryant. And man, Kobe's game was like a work of art. He used so much finesse, it wasn't forceful or hard. But you know what? A player who did hit hard was Barry Bonds. But that made me think of who was a player who hit hard and had finesse. They had force and finesse. And I thought of this guy, Rod Woodson, who floated through the secondary like a swan. And it just made me think of running backs who also ran with such grace, like a guy like Eddie George, who ran with such electricity when he broke away from crowds, but didn't really have the grace. But a player who actually had the electricity and grace was Marshall Faulk. And Marshall Faulk, man, to watch him run the way he ran out of the backfield and the way he caught passes was just a beauty to see. And so anyways, you can see how I just told this story with these different players, and they seemingly have nothing to do with the departments at Home Depot. However, if you think about it, what I said was, just to go through it really quickly, Deion Sanders never laid the lumber. Department 21, that's lumber. And Deion Sanders, his number was 21. So all these players, their numbers corresponded to these departments. So 22, Emmitt Smith's numbers, said he was the foundational building block of the Cowboys offense in the 90s. That is for building materials, Department 22, building materials. Department 23 said Michael Jordan was the greatest to ever step on a basketball floor. That department is flooring. 23 is flooring. 24, I said Kobe Bryant, to watch him was like a work of art. 24, Department 24 was paint. Barry Bonds was one of the hardest hitters of all time. Department 25 is hardware. Rod Woodson floated through the secondary like a swan. That's Department 26, which is plumbing. See that floating? See what I did there? But Department 27, Eddie George, who wore number 27, he was electric when he ran, running away from crowds of defenders. And then 28, I said, was Marshall Faulk, who it was just a beauty to watch him run out the backfield and catch passes. And so 28 was Garden. So you can see how I did that there. And one of the things, so just real quick, acronym I want you to remember in terms of using the information, because the best way to study that will minimize cramming really is for you to make it personal. That's the point. Make it personal. And so you can use things that you already know, things that you're already familiar with, and apply it to whatever you're, you know, trying to learn. So it's not like you're starting at square one. You can start from something that's familiar to you and connect it, you know, to what you're learning, which is not what we're, you know, taught to do in school necessarily. The technique I was taught and I used over the years was the flashcards technique, which is just rote memory, which is just Department 21, lumber, 21, lumber. And I just keep flipping it over and flipping all the cards over until I remember. But this technique I just used, I didn't need to keep going through that. Once I told this story and I knew the connectors, like, that was it. So I had, you know, I had that in my bank and I could just move forward. I didn't need to take as long to memorize those departments. So you want to create, and in making it personal, you want to create your own PNC bank. So you guys know I love acronyms, but this is really a strong acronym as it relates to what you want to do with the information you take in. So create a PNC bank. What does PNC stand for? P is personal, N notable, and C Cheney. So going back to the example I just gave you guys, I told you, you know, in the beginning, I had a personal interest in football, basketball, baseball. So in that, I made the connection of these players that I already knew to this example so I could, you know, apply it that way. And then also the information should be notable. So I created some very vivid descriptions of what these players did. And so it didn't it didn't matter how vivid the descriptions were necessarily in this example, because I really was familiar with the players and knowing, you know, what they did. They had a lot of vivid memories in my pictures just by saying their name. But typically, even if something doesn't have a vivid picture to you, one of the ways you can do that, like Rod Woodson, I said he floated through the secondary like a swan, even though I have memories of him, you know, running around and doing great plays. The fact that I described it that way just drills it into my, you know, deep into my, you know, subconscious even more, so that is something that I can reference. So I use that. He floated through the secondary like a swan for plumbing. And then Chaney, C is for Chaney. So just creating a chain link between the items that you memorize. So one of the things that I used when connecting each part is for Department 21 to 22 with Deion to Emmitt Smith, I used, so Deion never laid the lumber, but he was one of the building blocks to the Cowboys, you know, in the 90s. So that brought me into Emmitt, which was building materials. And then I talked about how Emmitt was one of the greatest rushers ever. And so it made me think of the greatest basketball player ever, Michael Jordan, 23 flooring. And then made me think about the second coming of Michael Jordan, which was Kobe Bryant, which we, you know, talked about. He was a work of art. He paint 24. So then I talked about, so Kobe played with finesse. It was a work of art to watch him play. He played with a lot of finesse. And I talked about how it wasn't forceful or hard. So that moved us into 25, which is hardware for Barry Bonds. When he played hard, but then he hit hard. But then I wanted to think about what was a player who hit hard and played with finesse. And that's when we landed on Rod Woodson, who floated through the secondary like a swan. And then Rod Woodson, even though he floated through the secondary like a swan, it made me think of guys who floated through the backfield like a swan, which was Eddie George. And then he played, and he was electrical. When he ran with electricity, but he didn't necessarily have the grace. He was more of a power type of back. So electricity, someone who had electricity and grace, Marshall Faulk. That's how I connected that. And Marshall Faulk was a beauty to watch run and catch the ball and garden there. So there you have an example of how I used maybe an imperfect example to you if these personal interests are not as strong to you, but it's just an example of how you can use something that's really meaningful in your life to learn information and really create a exciting and fun learning environment for yourself, where it becomes more like a game than just straight up rote memory of 21 lumber, 22 building materials, 23 flooring, 24 paint. You know, it would take you a longer time. And these are simple examples. You probably can do that. It's not too difficult to do that for a long period with this stuff. But as many of you know who are in school, especially if you're into the sciences or anything where you have to memorize a lot of stuff, you know, that's probably not the best way to approach it. And I bring up Jim Quick's podcast earlier because Jim Quick actually gives an example in this episode 8 that he uses that is probably one of the hardest things that I've ever had to memorize in school. And I don't want to give it away because I want you to listen to the episode. But he breaks down this extremely difficult thing to memorize into something simple, where he's not only impressive in showing you his memory, but he transformed you to be a person who is impressed with yourself all in this episode. It's interactive and it's phenomenal. And I would not do it justice by trying to emulate it. And that's why I'm pointing you to that resource. But the significance of this episode is to really show you how I applied it to my personal life to inspire you to move beyond just taking in information and actually applying it to your life. So with that, I'm going to move on to the boss move of the week. And it's really simple this week. The boss move of the week is to listen to episode 8 of Quick Brain and commit to apply it in your learning opportunities. Again, listen to episode 8 of Quick Brain and commit to apply it in your learning opportunities. Remember, it's not enough to dream. We must do something about it. You guys have been a phenomenal audience this week. I'm Robert Price, your productivity coach, helping you focus on what matters most. Have a productive week. Thank you so much for checking out this episode of Productivity Boss Moves. If you have any questions, topic suggestions, or just want to say hello, follow me on Twitter at Robert Price CO. If you haven't done so already, please take a minute and leave a quick rating and review of this show on Apple Podcasts. It will help me to keep delivering life-changing information for you every week.